Politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, everything that they're doing and every move they make is going to destroy them in the end. Trump and the Patriots, they needed the people to see exactly what their plan was. The people needed to experience it, and the people needed to see the absolute corruption of the entire system. And the only way to show the people the true private Western Central Bank system is to actually show them. You needed to see the real inflation. You needed to see that their policies do not benefit you. You needed to see what they're actually trying to do is destroy your way of life. And as people see this, and as people experience this, and they go through this economic disaster, the people are going to turn on the Biden administration, the Fed, and the Treasury. That's exactly what's going to happen, because there is no war, there is no pandemic, there is no cover story. Everything is right out in the open. So everyone can see everything that they're doing right now. And we can see that no matter what they say, no matter what excuses they say, that inflation's not real, it's your imagination, they can continue to gaslight everyone. The problem with all of this is that when people are living it, no matter what they say, they know it's going to be a lie if you're trying to tell them something different than what they're actually experiencing. And we're actually seeing that play out, which we'll be getting to in just a moment. But first, Nancy Pelosi was out there and they asked Nancy a question about insider trading. Should it be banned for Congress members? And this is how she responded. It is currently illegal for a member of Congress to trade stocks and options based on information they learn about which companies will benefit from legislation that is likely to pass. So basically what she's saying, and this is the translation, we have the insider information and it's legal for the people in Congress to use it. And this is how the people in Congress become very, very wealthy. Because think about it. They are servants of we the people. They don't get paid that much money. Actually, they continually raise their salaries. But they're not getting paid millions and millions of dollars. And if you look at Congress, they have become very, very wealthy. And they've continually given themselves benefits and more benefits and better retirement. And this is something the founding fathers never wanted. And the people now are starting to wake up to this, and people are starting to realize what they've been doing this entire time. And as the economy breaks down and as the Green New Deal push breaks down, because the people see the truth in what they're trying to do here, the people, they're going to be pushing back. Now, what's very interesting is that AOC, she put out a video claiming inflation is propaganda. Now, really think about this for a second. Those people that are having a very difficult time making ends meet when they go to the gas pump, when they go to the supermarket because their salaries have not gone up, they feel the pressure. They feel the economy imploding around them. When health insurance goes up, when auto insurance goes up, when homeowners goes up, when your rent goes up, they feel it. So for someone to come out and say that this is all propaganda, it's in your mind, it's not real, well, the people aren't going to buy what they're selling because they're experiencing all of this. And when she put this video out, her followers on Instagram pretty much destroyed her because the people are struggling. The people are having a difficult time. And the people are saying, yeah, what you're saying is a complete lie. Don't try to gaslight us. And these are her constituents. So AOC's constituents, they slammed her claim inflation is propaganda. They said, is she crazy? What's wrong with her? She doesn't see what's going on? And the people have been pushing back on this. See, at this point, these people, they can't gaslight the people because the people are living through it. They're living through it every single day. So they can tell them, hey, by the way, there is no inflation. Gas prices are back the way they were back before 2020. No one's going to believe them. They can tell people there's going to be no recession, there's going to be no depression. But what people are experiencing is a recession and a depression. So no matter what they do, it's a losing battle for them. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they set this up. So no matter what they try to do, they're not going to be able to convince the people. And remember, as we go into the 2024 election, we're going to have the Biden administration and these installed individuals trying to convince everyone that the economy is fine. On the other end, we're going to have Trump telling everyone that the economy is imploding on itself. We're heading towards a Great Depression. Who do you think the people are going to believe? The people are going to believe Trump. And think about it. The fake news is out there, and they're now telling people, because it's so bad, listen, you might have to substitute some foods. Like, for example, if eggs are too expensive, you might have to use unsweetened applesauce as a replacement for eggs to cope with inflation. So now people are substituting foods. Soon, they won't be able to afford applesauce. Soon, what they really want people to do is eat bugs. That's where all this is heading right now. And the people, they understand what's going on. They realize it, and they see it all. Unusual Whales on X put this out and said, 74% of Americans are feeling financially stressed in August, up from 70% in April. And this is coming from CNBC. 37% of respondents indicated that they are very stressed about their personal finances, compared to only 30% in April. So the percentages are continually increasing. The people are starting to realize, and they feel the pressure on them, especially when they're trying to support their families. And no matter what Biden says, no matter what AOC says, no matter what the fake news says, they're experiencing it. And if they're experiencing it, they're not going to believe anything the central bank, the deep state players, the World Economic Forum is telling them. And now everything is about to shift. And you can see that the deep state players, the central bankers, they're very worried about alternative currencies. Look, yesterday we talked about how they're going after certain coin dealers that are selling silver and gold. They're shutting bank accounts because they know as inflation picks up, people are going to be transitioning their wealth into other assets. Some people might go into land. Some people might go into gold and silver. Some people might go into copper. Some people might go into Bitcoin. People are going to transition into different assets. And we're going to see this happen as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that if you really think about what has been happening in this country, you could see that everything that they're doing is not benefiting we the people. And when you look at classical liberty, this is what this individual put out. They printed $8 trillion, gave you $1,400, sent the rest to their friends, and left you with inflation. And that's exactly right. And the other thing that's very interesting, because we know that Trump and the Patriots, they've been moving and pushing the companies to get out of China. We want to import from other places than China. Trump, his entire mission is to break up the entire globalist system. And it looks like it's working right now. Actually, Apple right now is going to be manufacturing their new iPhone in India instead of China right now. And we also come to find out, and this is coming from Unusual Whales, is that the U.S. now has more imports from Mexico than China for the first time since 2003, which means that we're not dependent on China right now. They really don't have a hold on us. And think about it. Trump, didn't he renegotiate the trade deal between Mexico and Canada? It seems like his entire plan now is coming into focus, because if you're going to destroy the central bank, if you're going to destroy the globalist system, you need to move the trade out of China. You need to break up the globalist system. You need countries to go back to their national currencies. You need countries to trade with each other instead of having a centralized location. Is that what's happening right now? Absolutely. We're definitely seeing it. And you can see the deep state, the central bankers, the World Economic Forum, they're panicking over all of this, because as this continues on and the country heads into a depression, which means the world is going to head into a depression, the people, they're going to see inflation like they've never seen before, which means the value of their currency is going to drop to almost nothing. Just look at Weimar Germany. Just look at Argentina. Back then, people, they were using the paper to heat their homes. They were using it for toilet paper, which tells you everything you need to know. But today we had the SEC chair, and he was out there saying that crypto is a field which is ripe with fraud, abuse, and misconduct. Oh yeah? Let's take a look at the stock market. Let's take a look at the banking system. Let's take a look at the private Western central bank system. You think Bitcoin or crypto is? Well, that is a method to convince you not to use it. You see, whenever they don't want you using something, they tell you, oh, it's a barbarous relic. Nobody uses gold anymore. Nobody uses silver. It's from ancient times. Oh, wait, you want to use Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies? Well, that's not good. Criminals use this. So you don't want to do this. But think about everything that's been happening with the banking system. They money launder. The central bank is completely and utterly corrupt. And they're trying to convince us that it's crypto. Once again, I think the people are seeing through all this. And what's very interesting, and Rizzo put this out on X, JP Morgan CEO exactly 6 years ago, Bitcoin only used by drug dealers and murderers. Today, Wall Street is racing to adopt Bitcoin, and no one cares what Jamie Dimon thinks. So everyone's looking past this right now. People are starting to realize, yeah, that was all BS. And they're saying, we're going to transition and we're going to use Bitcoin because we see what's happening now with the U.S. currency, which is the Federal Reserve note. It's not the U.S. dollar. It's the Federal Reserve note. It's an instrument of debt. It is created by the Federal Reserve and loaned to we the people. And we can see there are more and more financial institutions coming on board. And if you look at Frank Templeton, well, they have officially applied for a spot Bitcoin ETF. And this is a $1.5 trillion asset manager. So you could see that there are financial institutions now moving towards Bitcoin, and they realize what's happening because they understand that the Federal Reserve note is doomed. They already started everything in motion to move to the central bank digital currency. The central bank digital currency just doesn't work. The people aren't going to go along with this. There are surveys out there that are saying that people do not believe in it. They do not want it. And no matter what the central bank does, no matter what they try to do, the people aren't going to fall for this. And as the economy continually implodes on itself and we head towards a Great Depression, the people are going to realize who's responsible for all this. It's going to be the Biden administration. It's going to be the Federal Reserve, and it's going to be the Treasury. Remember, these three different institutions, they've been telling the people that the economy's fine. We have inflation under control. Don't worry, we see a soft landing. Oh, there is no problem in the economy. The economy's growing. We're creating jobs. The inflation is just a figure of your imagination. You see, as they keep this narrative going, as we approach the depression, the people are going to see the truth very, very clearly. And people are going to realize that these idiots who are running the country, well, they're not really running the country. They're destroying the country, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And Trump said something very interesting on Truth. He said the following: if you owned a McDonald's or even a much smaller, less complex operation, would you hire crooked Joe Biden to run it? No, you wouldn't. Actually, would you hire any of these politicians to run your business? No, you wouldn't. So why do we have them in government right now? Is it because we the people elected them? No, it's because they installed themselves. This is why they are destroying the country, because they're not doing anything in the best interest of we the people. And as we approach the crisis point, which I do believe we're heading towards, and I do believe this is going to probably rear its ugly head as we approach the 2024 election, the people are going to realize that the Biden administration, the Fed, and the Treasury, they've destroyed the economy. And everything that they said and everything that they've been talking about is a complete and utter lie. Just like AOC's out there saying that inflation's a propaganda. The people, they understand and they realize that that is a lie. You are lying right to my face. I live every day with this inflation. I know what it is. I know that it's becoming more and more difficult for me to pay my bills. So you can tell me all these different things, but I am not going to believe you. The same thing's happening with the Biden administration. Biden is continually telling everyone that the economy is doing fantastic. The economy is great. The economy is roaring. Jobs are being created. But the actual people in this country, they see something very, very different. And as the people continue to see this, the people are going to move towards Trump, because Trump is going to give solutions. He's going to tell the truth. He's letting you know what's coming. Now, once again, you can see this is the same playbook that the deep state always uses, but Trump is using it against them, because as we approach the 2024 election, they're going to continually tell you that the economy's fine as it's crashing. Trump is going to tell you that it's crashing, and he's telling you way ahead of time. And people, in the end, they're going to say, okay, during the elections, I'm going to vote for him because he's been telling me the truth. These people have been lying right to my face. They've been telling me there's no inflation. The stock market's strong. Everything's great. Jobs are being created. And people are going to realize that they've been lying this entire time. And Trump, once he has the strength of the people behind him, he'll be able to take this country, pivot, and move away from the private Western central bank. And I do believe that is in his entire goal in the end, is to move us away from the private Western central bank. and transition the country into a people's economy where the people actually control what's going on, and we don't have a private corporation controlling what's going on here in this country. And I do believe that's where all of this is headed.